Second Lieutenant Hubert Vernon Stevenson flew a B-17 bomber during World War II. He was shot down by the Germans over the English Channel on July 4, 1943. He then became a prisoner of war, held first at Stalagluft III and later at Stalagluft VII. He recorded, via a diary, the last 3 days of World War II, April 27th through April 29th, and also April 30th and May 1st, the events, sights, and sounds as he observed them. The following recording is what Lieutenant Stevenson wrote. April 27th. Entered infirmary with very sore throat. Food plentiful and very good here. Can hear lots of gunfire in distance, seemingly from northwest. April 28th. Felt real well today, except my throat is still a little sore. Can hardly stay in bed. Saw flashes from gunfire to northwest tonight. Firing has been very heavy all day. Maybe our boys are closer than we know. April 29th. Discharged from infirmary in favor of 3 men wounded within camp. Firing very heavy all last night. At 2200 hours last night, Colonel Good and German camp commandant met with Allied commandos 18 kilometers from here to try to declare this an open area because of the prison camp. However, the goons have brought a lot of reserves and supplies into this area, so we had a slight battle here today. At 10:30 this a.m., shots began whistling through the camp. It proved to be the German SS trying to force our guards to come out and help fight the advancing Allied army. It was rumored that something like 50 Germans were hit during this little battle. 3 Kriegers received flesh wounds, too. During the time this little battle was going on, the American tanks from the 3rd Army, 14th Division, showed up over the hill to the northwest of our camp. They fired several shells into Moosburg. Heavy machine gun fire lasted till 11:25 hours. Our guards, for the camp, waved their white flags and gave up immediately. But the SS and Hitler Youth hung on till the bitter end, and I do mean the bitter end. The Hitler Youth, as rumor has it, holed up in a church tower. We could see them firing from there at our tanks. Our 50-caliber machine guns quieted those most hated kids in short order. At about 11:30, the machine gun firing seemed to move off to the southeast of us. The 2 bridges across the river near camp were both blown up by the goons about this time. At 12:48, the American flag went up over the former goon barracks in Moosburg. At 1300 hours, the American flag went up at the main gate in camp. At 1400 hours, a Sherman tank rolled into the camp. Needless to say, the camp went wild and all men tried to climb aboard the tank. Our men went nuts for a while. Some prisoners had been in Germany for 5 years. You can well imagine their enthusiasm. There were about 29,000 prisoners in our camp. And so ended Sunday, April 29th, 1945. April 30th. A parcel per man was issued today. I feel fine. My throat has cleared up. The radio system is now set up, loudspeaker and all, so we now hear real American music. The troops have brought in a few newspapers and magazines, too. Boy, are we in! May 1st. Some of the boys have brought in C&K rations to their Kriegi friends. Colonel Goodrich has left for Allied headquarters to help supervise the evacuation of Kriegis yesterday. I hope he gets us out of here quick. This concludes the diary of Second Lieutenant Hubert Vernon Stevenson concerning the end of World War II. Your reader was Linda Sue Stevenson Naylor, the youngest daughter of Lieutenant Stevenson.